Chapter 69. The inner gate was still open. The inner compound was still blazing with light. Up close, the light was painfully bright. It spilled out in a solid bar the width of the opening and spread and widened like a lighthouse beam that reached 100 yards. Reacher hugged the wall and approached from the right. He stopped in the last foot of shadow and listened hard. Heard nothing over the pelting rain. He waited one slow minute and then stepped into the light. His shadow moved behind him 50 feet long. No reaction. He walked in, fast and casual. No alternative. He was as lit up and vulnerable as a stripper on a stage. The ground under his feet was rutted with deep grooves. He was up to his ankles in water. Ahead on the left was the first artful pile of shipping containers. They were stacked in an open V, point outward. To their right, and 30 feet farther away, was a second V. He aimed for the gap between them, stepped through, and found himself alone in an arena within an arena within an arena. Altogether, there were 8 stacks of shipping containers arranged in a giant circle. They hit an area of maybe 30 acres. The 30 acres held cranes and gantries and crushers and parked backhoes and bulldozers and carts and dollies and trailers loaded with smaller pieces of equipment. Coils of baling wire, cutting torches, gas bottles, air hammers, high-pressure spray hoses, hand tools, all grimy and battered and well-used. Here and there, leather welder's aprons and dark goggles were dumped in piles. Apart from the industrial infrastructure, there were 2 items of interest. The first, on the right, was a mountain of wrecked main battle tanks. The mountain was maybe 30 feet high and 50 across at the base. It looked like an elephant's graveyard from a grotesque, prehistoric nightmare. Bent gun barrels reared up like giant tusks or ribs. Turret assemblies were dumped and stacked haphazardly, characteristically low and wide and flat, peeled open like cans. Humped engine covers were stacked on their ends, like plates in a rack, some of them torn and shattered. Side skirts were everywhere, some of them ripped like foil. Parts of stripped hulls were tangled in the wreckage. Some of them had been taken apart by Thurman's men. Most of them had been taken apart much farther away, by different people, using different methods. That was clear. There were traces of desert camouflage paint in some places, but not many. Most of the metal was scorched, dull black. It looked cold in the blue light, and it glistened in the rain, but Reacher felt he could see smoke still rising off it, and hear men still screaming under it. He turned away, looked left. The second item of interest was 100 yards east. It was an 18-wheel semi-truck, a big rig, ready to roll, a tractor, a trailer, a blue 40-foot China Lines container on the trailer. The tractor was a huge, square Peterbilt, old but well-maintained. The trailer was a skeletal flatbed. The container looked like every container Reacher had ever seen. He walked toward it, 100 yards, 2 minutes through mud and water. He circled the rig. The Peterbilt tractor was impressive, a fine paint job, an air filter the size of an oil drum, bunk beds behind the front seats, twin chrome smokestacks, a forest of antennas, 12 mirrors the size of dinner plates. The container looked mundane and shabby in comparison. Dull paint, faded lettering, a few dings and dents. It was clamped tight to the trailer. It had a double door, secured with the same 4-foot-long levers and the same 4 long bolts that he had seen before. The levers were all in the closed position. There were no padlocks, no plastic telltale tags. Reacher put the wrecking bar in one hand and pulled himself up with the other and got a precarious, slippery foothold on the container's bottom ledge, got his free hand on the nearest lever and pushed it up. It wouldn't move. It was welded to its bracket. An inch-long worm of metal had been melted into the gap. The three other levers were the same, and the doors had been welded to each other and to their frames. A neat, patient sequence of spot welds had been applied, 6 inches apart, their bright newness hidden by flicks of dirty blue paint. Reacher juggled the wrecking bar and jammed the flat of the tongue into the space between two welds and pushed hard. No result. Impossible. Like trying to lift a car with a nail file. He climbed down and looked again at the trailer clamps. They were turned tight and welded. He dropped the wrecking bar and walked away. He covered the whole of the hidden area and the whole of the no man's land that lay beyond the stacks of piled containers and the whole length of the perimeter track inside the wall. A long walk. It took him more than an hour. He came back to the inner circle the other way, from the side opposite the inner gates. They were 200 yards away. And they were closing.